Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
It is indeed Kaya FM 95.9, the home of the Afropolitan, and you are listening to The Drive Through with Musubudi Whitehead and myself, Sandy Lefanheden. And we're joined in a studio by legendary goalkeeper for Bafana Bafana, Kaizer Chiefs, Mamelodi Sundowns. I'm not sure who else, but it is Brian Spider-Man Baloyi. Brian, thank you so much for coming through to talk to us. We will be talking all things, but the main reason you've come through, and you are looking good in your pink, pretty in pink, it's for the Itemba Justina Walkathon that's happening this Sunday. Yep. You yourself, and you touched on it, and some people do know the story. You were directly affected by cancer through your wife. What does it take from you as a person when you have a loved one who's going through and fighting such a battle?
Yeah, it takes a lot out of you. And remember, when it happened, I was still active. I was still playing.
Sure.
So you can imagine, you know, having to, you know, go to training and having to, you know, to deal with this.
And traveling as well.
And traveling. I've got two boys. At the time, my oldest was about 4. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, one had to, you know, sit with him and get him to understand. And a lot of these things we had to learn, you know, as time goes. You know, with how severe and how you know, with the treatment when it comes to, you know, what you call this,
what, chemo,
the chemo and radiation, all of these. One had to and started you know, attending a whole lot of things, you know, a lot of events. My wife got a lot of help from a lot of people, including Mam Lillian Dube.
Yes.
You know, she got a lot of help from such people. You know, they still speak even today. And then once started, you know, started doing my own research. I remember about 6 years ago, one of the events that they were, my wife was involved in, with Mam Lillian Dube, and there was this old man who was part of, you know, when we were going to some of the events, but for about 2 events, he was not saying anything, this old man. We were just, you know, having a chat and stuff. So I thought, you know, he was just there for support, just like myself, you know. But then on one of the days, then he got up on stage and started talking, and he was, you know, a survivor.
Oh, wow.
And that's when I started being, wow.
Dispel this myth that men can't get breast cancer.
Yes. And then started learning a whole lot that, yeah, even men do get breast cancer.
Sure.
You know, breast cancer itself is one of the biggest killers, or, you know, in our country or even worldwide, when it comes to, you know, the types of cancers. But the little things that, for me, I believe, more especially with our communities, with our, you know, black communities, there's a lot of myths when it comes to cancer itself. And so with a little bit of education and our people understanding what this is, and just being able to, you know, pass on that information, for me, it means a lot. And that's one little that one can do.
What is that most important piece of information, Brian? Because this weekend there'll be lots of people coming to the Avon Justin Itemba Walkathon, a captive audience of some will be cancer survivors, or some will be like yourself, perhaps family of cancer survivors. Some will have lost loved ones to breast cancer. But what is that one message that you want to share with all the people that will be coming out to do the walk this weekend? This is the biggest walk in all of Avon's territories. So we've got thousands of people coming into Johannesburg to do the walk. What's the one message you want to give them?
Yeah, the one message to all people that people that are supporting, you know, people, is that all they need is just the support, and for you just to be there. But the one thing as well is that breast cancer is not a killer. A lot of people are scared to go and get tested, because they think if they do know now that they have this breast cancer, they're thinking, no, this is a death sentence. It's not a death sentence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in terms of early detection, you spoke about early detection. So will there be opportunities for the ladies or men that go out there to the Avon Justin Itemba Walkathon this weekend to be taught how to examine yourself? Will there be that happening on stage? Will there be places to test? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, there will be. I think there's a whole lot that will be happening, but I think even on stage, some of the survivors will be going and talking to yes. people. The trucks, they're always there yes. for people to do, you know, just a bit of checks. To find out if. And I think with so many people, I think it's a great opportunity for people to go and with support around as well. I think a lot of times some people as well, maybe they're scared to go on their own. So now when you have family with some people, I think maybe it's the perfect opportunity for people to get tested.
Yeah, it is the Avon Justine Itemba Walkathon taking place this Sunday. It is the largest in 50 countries where Avon operates. Now, Brian, we know that, as you were saying, you are also a sports person. You're doing great things now. So around 2008, some people will remember that was the time as well South Africa was getting ready to host the FIFA Confederation Cup and later on the FIFA World Cup in 2010. How did that affect your career? Because that's also around the time where you were winding down in your career. You were still, I think, the number one for the country, but I know Kune and at the time Josephs were hot on your heels.
Yeah,
at that time.
Yes, at the time, and at that time, I mean, I was just, you know, focused on wanting to make the, you know, the team. The Confed team, and to make sure that I make the World Cup squad, and so I was just at Sundowns as well. I had a lot of competition, yes. So my time at Sundowns was not as it was at Chiefs, where I was for a very long time just playing. Yeah. But you know, at that time with Kune just coming up and now having competition, and but for me just. I think one of the things as well that really gave me was giving me kind of focus as well was that I've always known that, you know, I want to be successful in my career, but yes. my family was always at the center of, you know, giving me all that the support. And so for me, I think a lot of times as well, there's things that I did, and I think a lot of times people didn't know why. When I started wearing the scarf. Yes. The scarf that I used to wear, the scarf was pink and white. The reason I was wearing the scarf was, in solidarity and in support of my wife, for the breast cancer and for the breast cancer community in general. Wow. Yeah. So those are some of the things that I started doing from then on until the end of my career. I was playing with the scarf.
Mm. And then speaking of football, we see now Bafana Bafana under new management, Mole Fintseki. He's only had one game. Unfortunately, the previous international never happened. Are you happy with what you're seeing? Is there hope from what you're seeing in the national team?
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of uncertainty there. But with him just coming in, I think we need stability in terms of on the coaching side as well, from the head coach to assistants. I think we need to get to a time where there's not chopping and changing, and then we talent, there's no doubt about it. We do have talent, a lot of boys that are playing overseas, boys that are playing here, but the biggest challenge the coach is going to have is really having a core team that, you know, he believes in. We know he's been part of the Bafana setup. He's got a very big mountain to climb for him to really convince the public that he's the right man for the job. But he's got our support, and we hope that he is the right man for the job. But
and he started off well, winning his first game, 100%. If he leaves now, he leaves with a 100% record.
Exactly. On a closing note then, Brian, looking ahead to this weekend's Avon Justine Itemba Walkathon, we know it's going to be fabulous. It's great every year, well organized, very well attended, and people will enjoy themselves, some great performances afterwards, so you can sit around, go have yourself tested, have something to eat, just enjoy the spirit and learn about early detection. But this for you is part of the broader things that you do with the Brian Baloyi Family Foundation. I know you have men's forums, for instance, that you do. Why is it important for you to have these, kind of be involved in all of these social initiatives? Because you could say, okay, now I'm done with my career, I'm going into business, I'm going to make money. But I see you involved in a lot of social projects, including the Justine Avon Itemba Walkathon. Why?
Yeah, I think you know, when from when I was playing, I always wanted to use my my status, or if you can say, you know, for good. And I think if there's one thing that I believe is part of the biggest problem with our football in South Africa is that I see there's a big disconnect between football and the community, and, you know, community at large. I think you look at right now in Europe, there's a big problem with racism within the game. And you see how current players, former players, everybody within the game, whenever there's a little bit of a problem like that, you see them coming together and addressing the issue. When you look at right now in a country where just a couple of weeks ago we had some of the challenges that we have, big problems, some of them that are in everyday life challenges that I don't see football being part of, wanting to be part of the solution and change. And so myself and a whole lot of others, we want to just be part of the solution. I see football not being part of, there's this xenophobic, attacks that we've seen in the country. There's a big, challenge that we have with women and children abuse.
Yep.
And football itself, back in the day, we knew that football used to be involved in a whole lot of initiatives from HIV and AIDS.
Operation Hunger.
Operation Hunger, myself, I got involved with Reach for a Dream from when I was, when I was playing. And it was through football that I got involved with Reach for a Dream, and I don't see that happening a lot these days.
Hopefully the new generation can take those words to heart, because you are doing a great good work since you've retired. Before you go, though, please tell us more about Brian Baloyi Family Foundation. This man is so busy. We do it all here.
With the foundation, it's something that we started with my wife when we started, when she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and we wanted to have something where we could be able to be involved with community on an official, kind of way. And so our pillars there, it's education, sports, and health.
Beautiful.
Issues. We've got football programs that we have embarked on. Called Tetra Brazil. So we've got a few programs that we have now that in early next year that we'll be launching in some of the rural communities. Our program right now in White River, we have over 600 kids that are on our program from farming communities, from rural communities. And there are a whole lot of other things that we're busy with. I don't know if you know that there's a football in Durban coming in the next in November with the minister. Myself and Matthew Booth and a whole lot of other former footballers, we are busy. We want to be part of the solution for football and for government. And so we are busy with a few ideas of what we want to do and how we want to get involved in football.
I think you'll have to come back to share about more about that.
Beautiful.
In particular, because I know the Brian Baloyi Family Foundation doing a lot of work, and you'll be back here to share that with us. For now, enjoy this weekend, the Avon Justine Temba Walkathon, and we'll see you there. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Drive Through.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.